Californians are bracing for the possibility of rolling blackouts this evening as the state's troubled electric grid nears the breaking point. Energy reserves have dropped below 2%, and operators of the electric system warn that they may have to cut power to as many as 1.5 million homes and businesses in order to prevent the entire grid from collapsing. From member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
California narrowly avoided blackouts earlier today, but operators of the electric system doubt they'll be so lucky this afternoon. Energy demand usually peaks in California around sunset, when streetlights come on and people come home from work to fix dinner. Grid operators are scrambling to find enough electricity to meet that demand, but warn they'll likely fall short. Kellen Flukiger, who oversees the system, issued an urgent call for conservation.
If there's anything that you are doing that uses electricity between 4 and 8 that you do not have to do, put it off.
Today's emergency caught grid operators somewhat by surprise, even though the state's power system has been on edge for days. It was bad enough yesterday with a severe winter storm and high seas that forced a big nuclear plant on the coast to switch to low power to avoid clogging its intake valves with kelp. The situation got much worse overnight with continued bad weather and several more power plants out of service. Those outages coincide with the expiration of an order from U.S. Energy Secretary Bill Richardson, which had previously required power producers to sell electricity to the state. This afternoon, Richardson extended that order for another week. There have been suggestions that producers are deliberately withholding power to drive up prices, and with fully a third of the state's power plants down for maintenance, Flukiger says that suspicion is understandable.
The number of outages is extraordinarily high, there's no question about that. Is this simply a confluence of difficult events, or something more sinister at underfoot? I certainly don't know, but I don't have any reason to think so at this time.
Grid operators say blackouts are likeliest in Northern California, but could extend statewide. California State Polytechnic University in Pomona voluntarily canceled classes today and sent 19,000 students home in an effort to conserve electricity. Spokeswoman Uyen Mai says the university has closed before for high winds, but never because of a power shortage.
We hope that it doesn't affect the students' education, but being students, hopefully they'll be enjoying the day off. Maybe catch some skiing.
The possibility of blackouts is more serious for many businesses that rely on electricity. At San Diego Gas and Electric, operators assemble in a situation room that looks like something from Mission Control, where emergency services manager Mike Manry says they make the difficult decision of whose power should be cut off, trying to avoid neighborhoods with hospitals and other vital facilities.
Our criteria is which customers we have that are critical and essential, and we look at those and we try to avoid areas that have those critical or essential customers. We try to do that as much as we possibly can.
Utilities have been warning people who rely on respirators and the like to arrange for backup power. Rolling blackouts, if they come, will last only about an hour. But Manry acknowledges cutting power for even a short time is a terrible outcome for the public.
Believe me, it's just not a good thing when we have to turn, and really a public safety issue, when we have to turn a core essential piece of what we provide to people that they use for plumbing and what they use to heat their houses and cook their food, and we have to turn that off. That's not a good thing for us.
State and federal officials have been meeting with power producers in Washington this week to craft a long-term solution for California's energy woes. They say some progress has been made, and those meetings will continue through the weekend. In the meantime, a few power plants that were out of service are coming back online, and demand for power usually drops on Fridays. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.